Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Let's get started.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is Alex. Today is Sunday, December 2nd, 2018. And I have a senior, Miranda Judge, an APU Kinesis major, with me today. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Okay. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let's get started. What's your expected graduation date?
December, so in a couple weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why did you pick AES?
Why did I pick AES? So I want to do physical therapy, and when I was looking at the different majors that APU has to offer, AES really, like, called to me, I guess. I don't know if that'd be the right word, but I was really interested in it because of the hands-on experience I'd be gaining compared to a major like biology or even, what's the other one? Allied health. Those ones are much more like science and class-based compared to actually moving and like seeing what we're learning in practice. And so that's kind of why I chose AES. And then I'm also not very good at science classes. So any other major that would kind of bring me doing all of the prereqs and like more of them just didn't seem smart for me because it would lower my GPA. And AES, I could add on the prereqs I needed to get into PT school.
Okay, yeah, good. Do you have any certificates from, like, being in kinesiology, or AES?
Yeah, so I didn't do the personal training one, but I did the corrective exercise class, and so I am a NASM-certified corrective exercise specialist, which that was probably, like, my favorite class that I took in the kines department, and I'd highly recommend it.
Okay. What's your next step in your education?
So I actually got accepted into APU's Doctorate of Physical Therapy program. So I'm starting in January, which, yeah, that's kind of my next step and where I'm planning and everything like that.
Nice. What's your career goal?
Physical therapy.
So, like,
which?
What? Sorry.
No, you're good.
So, like, that's, like, you, like, want to own your own, like, practitioner, or like you want to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all. My own clinic. What really draws me to physical therapy is like the helping side of the career and the like homeopathic ways to kind of heal one's body and get them back to like a life they're living. And I think a lot of times when we think of physical therapists, we're thinking of them as like working in like sports fields or on a team. And like, yes, that would be amazing. And I would definitely not be unhappy doing that. But for me, my kind of goal with physical therapy is to work with more like average clients and kind of get them back to their life that they want. And so for me, that means working with like an accident kind of injuries, whether that be car accidents or just different kinds of things that happen to like normal everyday people and kind of bringing them through from a part where they're at their low and kind of helping them heal too. Being able to do whatever they wanted to do in life.
Does that
make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Is there like anything that like happened in your life that made you want to do this, like to help people?
I grew up dancing, and so a lot of the times I had really close friends that had knee and hip problems, and so they'd be out of dance for like a couple weeks, and they'd go to PT, and then they'd come back and be able to dance, and I was just like amazed by this process, and so like what I saw from my point of view as a child was that my friends got hurt, they went to this magical healing doctor, and then they could come back to doing the thing they loved, which was dancing. And so that's kind of what sparked my interest. Thankfully, I was never injured and never had to go to a PT clinic. So my kind of side of physical therapy has only been seeing it as like the benefits and like how great it is, but not going through the process and how tedious it can sometimes seem and feel.
Okay. Do you have any general advice for a college freshman?
Yeah, as a college freshman, I would really encourage you to go out and make connections, especially with your professors in any upper level, or not even upper level, but anyone who's going through like the process of the classes before you, just to kind of hear like, hey, this professor is really awesome at teaching this subject, and you should really take him or her. I think that is what really helped me, is kind of hearing it from everyone else, where I can get the most out of my education and kind of learn And then another thing I would recommend for college freshmen as a Kines major is a lot of the times the freshman and sophomore classes are kind of seen as like really easy and like kind of remedial, but they are super formative for some of those upper division classes. So what happens is a lot of people kind of slack off in the freshman and sophomore classes and like don't do their projects fully or just kind of do them like minimally. But if they actually took the time to like do them and learn what is trying to be taught in the, through those projects, it really helps them in their junior and senior year, because then those bigger projects don't seem as big because they've done half of it already before. So I'd really like soak in what you're learning in classes and really do your projects like to the extent that they should be done and not just at the minimal basis. And then get to know your professors and talk to upperclassmen about what classes to take.
Okay, good advice. I don't know if you transferred to APU or you went straight to APU after high school.
Yeah, I came straight here from APU, and then I did the program in 3.5 years.
Okay, so you wouldn't happen to have any advice for, like, transfer students that go to APU, like, from a community college or another university?
I think, again, that would just be plugging in with the professors. My mistake is that I didn't get connected with professors until probably, like, my end of my sophomore year, beginning junior year, that kind of summer. Mm-hmm. And that, if I wish I would have done that sooner, because that would have helped me so much more in like using them, and they want to be used, like that's what they're here for. So using them for like learning about different professions or just their connections that they have from being outside of the like university. And so yeah, I would tell transfers just to get to know your professors really well.
Okay. This is kind of a similar question. Do you have any advice related to being a kinesiology major?
To being a Kines major, I guess it would be the professors. But if I was looking at it, I guess I answered the first question wrong by kind of talking about Kines. So coming to APU, I'd really get plugged in with different groups, because I think we often get in like our one little group in our friend group and kind of travel throughout that time. But some of the connections that really stick are the people that you've made from different experiences that you participated in. And I think those friendships are really valuable in learning diverse, different perspectives.
Okay. If you didn't major in kinesiology, what major do you think you would pick?
I always joked about being a comm major because it'd be a lot easier. But yeah, I don't know what my other major would be. I've only really seen myself in the AES field.
Okay. And a follow-up question, like, I think you pretty much already answered, but why did you choose kinesiology over your second choice? Just, you pretty much set on kinesiology, right?
Yeah, pretty much set. But compared to like doing a bio major, which I definitely was like looking at when I first came to APU, I wouldn't succeed in all those science classes at all.
Why'd you pick APU?
Oh, dude, I haven't heard that question in a while. But I chose APU because of the community aspect that it offers. And so I did not want to go here. I'd never heard about APU. And my mom was like, oh, just go to their, like, whatever, the preview night when you spend the night on campus. I don't know if you did that. You did? Yeah, see, that just, like, sold me and the people there. And like, every time I went to visit other campuses and other programs, I was like, yeah, this is not as personal or as, like, homey, I guess. I wanted college to feel like a home and not just school.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Do you have a job on top of being a full-time student?
Yeah, I've had a job since my first semester, which I've loved having. It's given me, like, a little bit more financial freedom to not always be relying on my parents. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Does it get hard, like, when you get older, or is it, like, pretty much the same, like, all 4 years, like, to manage time?
I think the classes definitely get harder, and the coursework and like what you're being asked to do kind of seems a lot more. And sometimes having a job on top of that is a little overwhelming, but it's not impossible at all. I've picked up a second job, and so I don't know. It's all possible if you decide to do it, and I still have a social life and go out and have fun. So it's all possible.
Do you have any internships on top of that or no?
Yeah, I Okay, that would be another recommendation. I don't. What field do you want to go into? Do you know?
Yeah, I kind of want to be a physical therapist too, but for
athletes. Hey. Oh, for athletes. See, which is awesome. So what I messed up doing is I did internships before coming to APU. So when I was in high school, and those, like, I racked up a bunch of hours at different clinics. And then once I got to APU, I stopped doing them, which was stupid. I don't know why I would, whatever. That was my dumb move. So I stopped doing them until my junior, the end of my junior year, I picked them back up. And I love them. And I should have been doing it since freshman year. Because those connections I would have made probably would have landed me a job by a junior / senior. Instead of starting them as a junior and senior, they're not going to hire me.
Good to know. What's your favorite kidneys class or, like, major class? Or you had some?
Corrective exercise.
Okay.
So it's a class that you get to pick from, like, through. There's three of them. And so there's one you could, like, learn how to tape people, corrective exercise, and there's something else. I don't know. I did corrective, which is with Dr. Sorensen, mm-hmm. and I absolutely loved that class. It was, like, one of the other classes you take called kinesiology. It was, like, that class on steroids, and it was beautiful. It was great. It was an 8 a.m., and, like, that sounds awful going to, but I loved it, and it was a really small setting. There was only, like, 7 or 8 of us, and so it was really hands-on with the professor and, like, just being able to do things that I knew I'd be doing as a physical therapist was super cool.
Okay. That's pretty much end to all my questions. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, good luck.
Hope everything goes well.
Thanks. Feel free to reach out if you need any other help. I don't know. Okay. Good luck.